day where the fools come out. It's Hank.
You a fool.
And it's why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Oh. Well, earlier reports that you may have seen that a Secret Service agent shot himself in the leg while he was protecting former First Lady Jill Biden. Those reports are false. The truth is, the Secret Service agent was escorting the former First Lady Jill Biden to the airport when his gun did discharge. The injury is not life-threatening. It's being described as a negligent discharge, and it wasn't in the leg because accurate reports are now saying that the Secret Service agent shot himself in the tuchus.
What?
Yep. This all happened at the Philadelphia International Airport. Shot himself while holstering his weapon and reaching for his phone at the same time.
Oh, see? Crying out loud. See, tiger's contagious.
Oh. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. thieves are not our friends, but this one, well, at least had some ingenuity skills. Austin police were called to a local 7-Eleven when Cedrine Green was accused of assaulting a clerk and violating the no bag policy. So what did police find inside? A checkbook, 17 gift cards from La Volta Pizza Club, and a white pizza box. He's accused of breaking into the place, helping himself, and even making a tortilla pizza. Which is interesting, because they don't sell tortilla pizzas. So nobody knows how this even happened. Either way, yay for pizza, boo for those felony burglary charges.
And somebody's still walking around carrying a checkbook. How about that?
I know. What is that?
Well, a Camp Pendleton-based Marine has been accused of stealing and subsequently selling a missile launcher.
Oh, no.
Corporal Andrew Paul Amarias has pled not guilty to federal charges of stealing government property and possessing and selling such stolen ammunition. Prosecutors say he siphoned weapons off between 2022 through 2025 and took them to Arizona, where he then sold them on the black market.
For the love of what?
A judge ordered that he be held in confinement until a trial. So that guy on Facebook Marketplace, he was real.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just kicking the tires on it. I don't need one.
All eyes are on Florida with the Artemis II launch, but some residents are not exactly interstellar ambassadors. One in particular, Raul Fernandez. Raul. Who got mad at his neighbor. I mean, I'm talking really mad. So he ran to his truck, pulled out a 3-foot sword, and began making threats to people nearby. Now I'm charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Luckily, everyone is fine. Mm. Except Raul. He's not fine even a little bit. Let's
do
this anymore.
Number 10. Yeah. What? Dum, 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 dum. I didn't know we were ranking them today. Here we go. Now, some are saying that this is dumb, 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 dumb. L.A. theater goers are willingly paying the $60 price of admission to watch a 2-act play where they, the entire time, are completely blindfolded. The play is titled Edgar Allan Poe, Pulse and Pendulum. And the show blends Poe's The Pit and the Pendulum and The Telltale Heart. And the founder of the theater says, if you take sight away, you're already naturally uncomfortable. And if you can't see what you're hearing, it makes you even more at unease. Well, that certainly proves true for this.
KB and Heather Lee.
You know, I see what he's saying.
The stowaway lifestyle, not just for Leonardo DiCaprio anymore. Uh-uh. But this guy may be even cuter, girls. It was an opossum that hitched a ride to Alaska and started running rampant around the city of Juneau. Local animal rescue folks began getting calls but didn't really believe it, because they don't live up there. Mm. They were shocked to find the little guy. He's now got a new home at the local zoo and has been named Meatball.
Maybe a new character?
Okay.
Coming to the show for wayward characters. And then finally, let's talk about a very notable character that certainly your kiddo knows about, and subsequently you do too by osmosis through Disney. Olaf from Frozen. So Disney at Disney World and Disneyland has this new little thing that they have going around. Various, of course, they've always had the characters that walk around.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have animatronic characters that go around and greet people and stuff like that.
Robots?
Not too different from either the thing that's running around 6th Street in Austin you've seen wearing the cowboy hat.
Mm-mm.
Or the little thing that cleans the floors at your local QT. Same bit. Except this particular Olaf kind of started freezing up, slowly slumping, collapsing on the ground.
Oh, dear.
Before he fell over in front of children with his carrot nose popping off. Yeah, then all of the other such Disney characters flocked to him and immediately took him to the back where you're not allowed to see them with their heads off. Indeed, yeah, social media users are having a fun time with this, calling it comedy gold. But what do you expect with Disney making that poor little guy work out in that Florida heat? Yeah.
Dum, 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 d